Father, we thank and praise you, Lord. There's so much that we can think about and talk about in the beginning of a new year, a new decade, in fact, too. It's really wonderful, Lord, to realize that we're in such a world with all the glitz and glamour and all the miracle things that take place in a medical field, and just it's just awesome, Lord. But let us keep our eyes and ears open, because you know that you told us that you're going to come back again soon. And Father, we just know that some of the timing has to be just right before you can. But if we go home to be with you first, that's okay. If we live long enough to experience physical death when you come for us, that would be wonderful. Either way, we win. And it's just something simple that we got to develop. The preacher can't give it to you. Your mom can't give it to you. Your wife can't give it to your husband, and that's faith. Faith in a loving God through Jesus Christ. Because it's a personal faith. It's a personal relationship. And if you've never made that decision to have a personal relationship with God, you can do it anywhere, anytime. You can be walking through the neighborhood. You can be driving your car and just say, Lord, if you're everything that all these people say that you are, then I want that personal relation too. Come into my life and be Lord over it. It sounds so simple, but it really is that simple. Thank you, God, for this beautiful day, and thank you for this little church, and thank you for all the folks that are here, Lord, and pray that you give them a safe journey back to their home, and also give them a time to come apart from the world and just have a talk with you. I'll talk to the Father, and it's such a wonderful thing. In Jesus' precious name, amen.